Hello everyone, it's Steve here. Thank you all for listening, subscribing, downloading, and recommending this podcast to others. I've not been here for a little while, as I've been busy with other things, including taking one of my cats to the vets, as she hasn't been well. She's a little better now, but had to go through being opened up to see what was wrong with her and receiving stitches. She's been on a course of medication, which includes syringing medication into her mouth and giving her antibiotic tablets. It's not an easy task, as she starts running around the house and hiding when she knows it's time for her medication. It's very easy for her to get into hiding places. It's not so easy for me or the others to remove her from them because she's much smaller than us. But we always manage to get her in the end and give her her medication. I think she thinks it's a little game sometimes, but it's one she's never going to win, though. Before I continue with the final part of the story about my journey through Denmark by train, I would just like to thank you all for letting my podcast reach over 1,000 listens. I can't believe that. I'm very grateful about that. I remember becoming excited when the podcast reached 100 listens. Anyway, so thank you very much for listening. And as long as there's listeners, I'll podcast. I'm not as frequent as some podcasters you may have on here. Then again, there's just me, and I do have other things to do. I don't have a production team or anything like that, only researchers. It's just me. So, bear with me, and if you like this, I'm very pleased. If you don't, there's plenty of other podcasts for you to listen to. I listen to lots of others too. Anyway, back to the final part of my Scandinavian tale. If you can remember, last time I was in the Danish city of Odense. This was the home of writer Hans Christian Andersen and classical music composer Carl Nielsen. I've read that Hans Christian Andersen visited author Charles Dickens in England. And from reading their exchange of letters, and I gather that Hans Christian Andersen wasn't a particularly favourite guest of Charles Dickens. And also, reading into it, I don't think Charles Dickens was the best host. Going back to Denmark, for this stretch of my journey, I would be taking the train from Odense to Copenhagen. Copenhagen is the capital of Denmark and is on the islands of Zealand and Amager. It is near the Swedish town of Malmö. It is separated from Sweden by the Öresund Strait. However, there is now a bridge that connects Sweden to Denmark. It hadn't been fully completed at the time of my visit. Odense is connected to Copenhagen by an underwater tunnel. Well, it was then. I was so engrossed in my Tom Clancy novel that I didn't notice going through the tunnel. As I've said before, one of my Danish friends commented that the book must have been really interesting for me not to notice going through a tunnel underwater from one island to the other. I had been to Copenhagen quite a few times in the past, so I was quite looking forward to visiting again. I did know my way around the city, so visited some of my favourite restaurants and tourist sites. The other thing I liked about Copenhagen was that the airport is quite near the city centre. It only took about 30 minutes to get to the city centre from the airport, so that gives you plenty of time to spend in the city. It gives you a few more hours for your holiday. Some airports can be an hour or two outside the city centre, and I'm not really keen on that. There is a rail connection now, so last time I was there was about 20 years ago. The journey from the airport to the city centre takes about 12 minutes. One of my favourite places in Copenhagen is the Tivoli Gardens. Here, there is plenty to do for both adults and children. I know when I was last there, they had a Hans Christian Andersen sort of Madame Tussauds waxworks museum, and there were waxworks of all his fairy tales. So I would imagine the children might like that, including The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid, the statue is just off the harbour in Copenhagen, and you can actually book a boat trip to ride past it. I have done many times. In the postcard you see The Little Mermaid in the water. What you don't see are all the oil refineries that are behind The Little Mermaid that you notice when you're on your trip or when you take a photograph. Still, with today's phones, you can probably filter a lot of that out. And I say, Tivoli Gardens is a very nice place. There's plenty to do for both adults and children. Tivoli has about 100 restaurants, a concert space. I remember Phil Collins being there when I was there years ago. And it also has Europe's oldest roller coaster, which I believe they call the Rutschebanen or Rutschebanen. Excuse my pronunciation, I haven't spoken Danish for a long time. This roller coaster was built in about 1914. The roller coaster is wooden. Yes, that's it. It's made from wood. I'm not one for roller coaster rides or any fairground rides that go fast, really. So I definitely don't fancy travelling on a roller coaster that's made from wood. Some people do. I know some people have the aim of riding every roller coaster in Europe or every roller coaster in the world. That's an objective. That's not really for me. I thoroughly enjoyed my train journey from the north to the south in Denmark and may probably do it again sometime in the future, or perhaps travel through another country by train. Who knows? But I might be able to make a podcast out of it and tell you when it happens. Once again, thank you all very much for listening. It's the 2nd of November today. In London, it's a very cold, rainy, windy day. But we're quite lucky, really, because further down south in England, in Hampshire and on Jersey, the weather is really bad and there is flooding and schools are closed. So can't really complain. And also, it's November, so you're not going to get sunshine, are you? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for downloading, subscribing and recommending this podcast to others. It's very kind of you. And once again, thank you very much for giving this podcast over 1,000 listens. I'm very grateful about that. Until next time, look after yourselves and take care. This is Steve saying bye-bye.